As I recover from joint surgery, God uncovers areas of my life in which I must trust Him more and recover spiritually, along with my recovery physically. He is so good, thorough, unchanging, and true. His love exceeds our needs, and, even as I remind myself, we must seek God's face and read His book, and we must do that more than Facebook. For those who are on Facebook, you know how easy it is for us to lose track of time because you care about people you know, and then suddenly a person discovers how time has passed, and so it's really important before we do Facebook to seek God's face and read His book first. The best way to dust off our Bibles is to open our Bibles every day. Psalm 18:28 says, "For you light my lamp, the Lord my God illumines my darkness." And Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." His word is how He illumines our dark spots in life. And if we turn to Him and turn to His word, we receive light for our path. Praise the Lord for His word. I am so grateful that we can take God's word for things like this. Again, I'll read this scripture from Psalm 18:28, which says, "For you light my lamp. The Lord my God illumines my darkness." Let's pray. Lord, please open our hearts whenever we open your word and heal us so that we would enjoy you the most and bring glory to you. Help us to forsake vanity, forsake looking at things from the world's way, and help us instead to have your vision, have your perspective about situations in life. Help us to love you more and this world less. Help us to love the people you place in our path. Please illumine our path and help us to share your light, your love, with others. Some people right now need to receive you as Savior and Lord. They've never taken a step of faith like that. And so right now I just want to pray with them, Lord, and we just ask that you would come into our hearts. Forgive us of our sins. We repent and turn from doing things that are offensive to you, and instead we turn to you and receive you as Savior and Lord. Please rule our lives. We make messes, but we know that you can turn our mess into a message that conveys your love, your light, your truth as a testimony to knowing you personally. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. We love you too. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Share a Bible verse with someone. Text a Bible verse to a friend. Write one in a card and send it to someone. Leave a post-it with a Bible verse for a family member. Share His word. Speak His word. Love His word. And thanks again for joining me on this program. I really appreciate that you listen and that you care. And I thank you for your prayers and support. They help so much. And I just wish you God's best. And remember that Jesus still loves you. And feel free to join us for our weekly devotional at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Again, Jesus loves you. Let's love Him.